this one thing I'm about to tell you is the most life-changing tool you could ever use. It's what heals cancer. It's what helps people become very successful, not just financially, but in every area of their life. It's what changes health and wealth and relationships. It's what helps change the world. It's what helps people become thin and lose weight and muscle. You know, all the stuff that you dream about getting younger is because of this one thing. And it is something that a lot of people don't really like, because what they want is the magic pill. They want to just take a pill to lose weight. They want a get-rich-quick scheme to make money. They want something. Everything is, they just want it now. They want comfort. They want, you know, the easy way. But those who make it in life are those who don't take the easy way. And the irony is that once you get this thing going, what is difficult in the beginning becomes more easier as you go, to the point where you don't have to do anything. You're just gliding and it's on autopilot. Whereas those who refuse to do the hard work in the beginning are those who are working hard their whole life and complaining, they're miserable, and they're getting worse in health, in finances, in relationships, in all areas. Anyway, so what is this magic tool? Well, I've discussed it before in another video, but I don't think a lot of people have seen it, because a lot of people, they saw the title and they just said, that's not for me. Well, do you want to complain, or do you want to make it in life? Do you want to become successful? Do you want to become healthy? Do you want to heal your problems? Do you want to, all this? Do you want more magic in your life? Do you want to make it before you die? Well, the answer is, and it's so important, that Time Magazine even made a special edition about it. Habits. This is what changes your life. And the habits that you make, both good and bad, are determining where you go in life. And where you are right now, the problems you have, a lot of those, if not most of those, are because of habits. Ones that you have inherited from your parents, from society, from whatever reason, it doesn't matter. You keep doing the same things over and over. You are the result of the choices you make every day. And society sometimes tells you, you need to do this. You know, school teaches you, your friends tell you, whatever it is, they make you develop habits. And those habits get results, good or bad. Most of the time, these habits are, part of that involves getting rid of another important thing that Time Magazine made a special edition on: addictions. Addictions go from, it runs the whole length, from feeling, you know, the instant feel good of coffee and cigarettes and alcohol and cheese and bread and sugar, even emotional ones where people want people to compliment them. So that's why the internet is so popular, because people want to be complimented. Oh, you look so great. Oh, and they have the filters and everything. You know, everybody wants to, they want to feel special. They want to feel good. And that's actually an addiction. You know, people are addicted to getting compliments all the time. And it's good to get compliments, obviously. It's not good to get bad stuff. But the point is, that's not what should be driving you. What should be driving you is your own inner excitement for something that you want to do, something you don't care what other people, you know, you're on the right path probably if you're doing something that you don't care what other people think. You just feel this drive to do it. This is you got to get this out of your system. You got to do it. You got to see if you're capable of doing it. Anyway, so habits are something that you start doing, and then you do it again, and then you do it again, and then you can't stop after a while. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of bad habits, and there are some good habits. Most people have more bad habits than good habits, because the bad ones are usually easier to do in the beginning. That's the irony of it. The bad habits are, they make you feel good right away, but then they give you a long-term bad result. Good habits, they're not that fun in the beginning, but then once they get going, they're really easy, and you don't even have to think about it after a while, and then you start prospering. Prosperity is the result of habits. It's that simple. So if you're sitting there complaining about how horrible your life is and how you're not getting anywhere, stop blaming the world out there. Stop blaming the government and society and genetics and whatever. You can overcome anything if you set your mind to it. So how do you do that? How do you set yourself in the motion of doing good habits and getting rid of bad habits? Well, here's the irony of it. You got to get in the habit of getting into habits. And I said in another video before, you know, the most important thing in your life to get results down the road is investments. Don't go for the short-term investments, go for the long-term. Anybody who's successful, the really wealthy, the really well-off, and I'm not just talking about money, I'm talking about everything in life. Those who have successful relationships, those who have successful health, and of course finances and all the other stuff, those are people usually who made long-term investments, not short-term. A short-term investment is, I'm going to eat this sweet muffin right now and feel good because it gives me a rush, or drink this coffee or this alcohol, or eat this cheese sandwich because it makes me feel good right now. And then, of course, for that, and it's really just for the 10 seconds it's in your mouth and it's on your tongue, then you swallow it and it's gone, and then you pay for days of payback for doing that. You know, is it really worth the 5 seconds of it being on your tongue to feel good, where you start to get fat and you start to get tired and you start to get cancer, you know, and all the other stuff that comes from it, and then people don't like you as much because you don't look as good, and, you know, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing. And it's not just with food, it's with everything. You know, people do impulse buying, they're hoarders, they buy crap they don't need. Rich people learn to hold back and only buy the things that they need, not buy it on credit, buy it in cash, you know, whatever. That's a whole nother lesson right there. But the point is, you get in the habit of holding back and only doing what you absolutely need that you know is right for you. You know you're doing things that aren't right for you, that aren't good for you, but you do it anyway. Why? Because you're weak and you want to have that instant gratification. We all are. Everybody's got weaknesses. Everybody's got certain things they need some work. So you got it. And really the answer to it, the answer to getting into good habits and getting rid of bad habits is you just got to start doing it. I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of fluffy writing about it in here. I didn't read this, but most people aren't going to, this is going to go in one eye and out the other. They're not going to like, whatever, you know. But really, the first step is seeing your future. I want to be healthier. I want to be wealthier. I want to have a great relationship. I want to look better, feel better, whatever it is. You got to see your goal. And then you just go, you just start, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. You just start walking in that direction. Now, yeah, you can change overnight and go from bad diet to good diet. That could be very much of a shock for most people, and they might not, but everybody's different. Some people can do that. Some people can't. They have to take little steps. The problem is with the little steps, it's real easy to fall back to your old ways, you know, 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And then after a lifetime, you've made it this far. I'm a kind of person where I get really excited about something and I just wake up one day, I'm lying in bed and I go, I'm going to do this. Oh, wow. I'm excited. I can see, I just want to see where this goes, and I'm just going to do it. And I just do it. Whatever it takes, it's just an overnight drastic, bam, my life changes. I want to see what happens if I do this. And I'm going to go all the way. And it's tough. God, the first few days, it's really tough. The first day is just kind of a novelty. The second day is like, ugh. And the third day is probably even more painful. And you start jonesing for the old stuff. But then after about a week, you kind of get used to it. Your body adapts. Humans are adaptable. They adapt to anything. So after about a week, you start adapting. Your body goes, well, I'm not dying. I'm going to just see where this goes. After about 2 weeks, it gets easier. They say, you know, the 28 days or whatever the number is, after about a month, if you've made it through a month, you're good to go. You're sailing all the way. And I guess that's true. The longer you go doing something, I guess the other thing is, if you start missing the old thing, it's just going to build up like an arrow being pulled back. If you let go, you're going to go, the minute you stop fasting, you start pigging out on the bad food again, right? I mean, you have to like where you're going. You got to make it enjoyable. That's why we created the cookbook, Making the Raw Food Lifestyle. Wonderful. I mean, I've got creme brulee and pizza and chocolate cake and, you know, all the stuff that but the healthy versions of it. Yeah, it takes a little bit of preparation, but at least you're getting this stuff and it tastes as good or better than the original. So there's always a way. I will never take an excuse from somebody. Oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, everybody's got excuses. There's no excuses. Just do it. You know, make it, tough it out. You know, the best soldiers are the ones who fought the hardest through boot camp. I mean, boot camp is so important to fighting your way, to learn what, to be tough. Tough it out. I mean, your life depends on it. Do you want to get cancer? Do you want to be broke the rest of your life? Do you want to have a miserable relationship? You know, it's funny how some people want a great relationship, but yet they don't prepare themselves. They're not making themselves a wonderful person. So somebody wonderful that they dream of, the Prince Charming, is going to come in and rescue them. Well, that's not going to happen if you're a miserable person. You have to become a wonderful person. That is, you know, nobody wants to save somebody else. They want the best relationships are where both people are got their act together. They just walk side by side through life and they've already done their homework. The best people are those who have done their homework. Those are the ones who get the furthest. You got to do it yourself. Stop waiting for someone else to fix you, to give you your, you know, some magic pill to make you better. You got to, I mean, you want a great body? You got to go to the gym. You got to work out. And it's painful. It's hard, but the pain you feel afterwards is a good pain. You know that your muscles are healing and your fat is burning. That's a, even though you're feeling the pain, you're enjoying the pain. You gotta get into a different state of mind. And that's another video I made, is how you, the lens you look through determines your life. If you're gonna look through everything from a miserable point of view as a complainer, you're gonna continue the rest of your life attracting things to complain about. If you're excited about life, if you see potential, and you, and even if it's a long shot, even if it's like everybody says it's impossible, somebody in the world is going to be the first one to make it possible. Why not let that be you? You know, and even if it doesn't work out, you're never going to know until you try. And most people that make it in life are those who just went, they failed, they did it again, they failed, and they just kept refining it and getting better. You know, every great production thing, every car, every thing that came off the assembly line, every gadget, at some, when they started, they weren't working right. They were falling apart. Things had to be fixed. And then they got developed and polished over time until they became the good things that they are. So you have to do the same thing with yourself. You have to polish yourself. Learn from your mistakes. Fix them. Keep going. But get in the habit of only doing good things and get in the habit of not doing bad things anymore. It's tough, I know. But the more you do it, the long, every day that goes by, the easier it gets. Now, everybody has their little secrets that they claim it is, but really, you just got to do it. You just have to see the goal of being a better person, a more successful person, a healthier person, a happier person. That's your goal. That's what should be pulling you. Not your in, not how you're feeling right now, not the pain or the addictions or the yearning for the old stuff. That's just, it's going to come up. It's going to test you. And it's just this turmoil you have to, mud you have to walk through. But keep your eye on the goal. As you're walking through the mud and your boots are sticking, keep walking in that direction, because you're never going to get there if you don't keep walking. If you go back, you might never go forward again. So this is the most powerful, life-changing thing you could ever, ever have in your life, is habits. This is something that you have to do. This isn't something that somebody else is going to do for you. You have to do it on your own. And most people who really, really, really are successful in life in any category are people who did it on their own against what everybody said was impossible. And they just kept doing it. And they kept doing it. And they might have failed a number of times, but they just kept doing it. They learned how to make it better, easier, whatever it is. They refined their craft. So, that's it. Are you going to sit there and complain? Or are you going to just do it? You know what the bad habits are, and you know what the good habits are. I don't have to tell you that. The choice is yours. The clock is ticking. Every day that goes by is another day that you will never have again. So, the choice is yours. I hope this helped, and I hope your life improves dramatically, because it's up to you. Stop waiting and just do it. I'll see you in the next video.